And that's because they've been looking at the user feedback, they've been looking at Microsoft's user voice forum, the feedback channel, and seeing what people want. And they're responding. And
the other thing you got to think about is if you're going to put in something that allows them to take get rid of the ad, you've got to look at the value proposition on that. I have apps where you can't get rid of the ad because the ad's too damn valuable, and I don't care how many times you make an in-app purchase, you're not getting rid of the ad. I want the ad there. I want the money because the more people that have the app open for longer periods of time, the more valuable the ads are across all of them, even for the people that open up and play it occasionally and then get rid of it. Because the more people that have the app open for longer periods of time,
so why did I choose Ember.js? I've used Angular for a while before this. Big thing as a developer I like is backwards compatibility. I don't know about you guys. I like updating stuff all the time, and I like keeping up to date with all this stuff, but I hate it when I pull an update down from Bower or something. If I do Bower update and I update Angular, then all of a sudden stuff doesn't work anymore. But I hate it when I pull an update down from Bower or something. If I do Bower update and I update Angular, then all of a sudden stuff doesn't work anymore. Then all of a sudden stuff doesn't work anymore. Work anymore. Programmers are pretty much very similar to mechanics. I know you probably won't think of that analogy. If I wasn't a developer, I'd love to be a mechanic. I like cars. I have it for them. I would love to just work on cars all day. But programming is the same way, too. So when you're trying to fix a car, if there's a certain thing, you have to have the right tool for it. With programming, if an issue comes up, we're problem solvers. That's what we do for a living. If an issue comes up, we need to know the right tool for solving that problem. That's like the analogy I like to use. We're problem solvers. That's what we do for a living. If an issue comes up, we need to know the right tool for solving that problem. That's like the analogy I like to use. That's like the analogy I like to use.
It's true, actually. So based on the metrics testing this app, 116% of people that have downloaded the app click on it, which means that everybody clicks on it once, and some people go back and click on it again even though they already know what's behind it. But if it fits with your architecture that you really could fit everything on one page, but putting an ad in means that that little bit's going to be obscured, do it. Then offer to remove the ad because they've supported you by donating.
So this is the blank one or the empty one. You have to type everything in that you want it to do. So it's basically, instead of, one of the problems with web forms particularly was it gave you more than what you needed. And when you deployed it, instead of deploying, we'll say you needed a footprint of 1 meg to deploy your app because all you had was an index page. But because the way ASP.NET worked, it said, I need this. And all that gets deployed to your website. So now the new way of thinking is, wait a minute, let's minimize and just give you what you need.
A couple things wrong with that approach. The browser is not optimized to resize images. Not like Photoshop or Paint.net or some other image editing application. So they have kind of crude algorithms that go through and try to do that resizing on the fly. The other side of that is now you're asking the browser to resize, which means it's going to use more CPU resources to do that, which is going to slow down the rendering process. on mobile devices in particular, it causes them to use more battery, which means it's going to use more CPU resources to do that, which is going to slow down the rendering process. On mobile devices in particular, it causes them to use more battery.
Okay, you create something that, for some reason, it doesn't look like it doesn't look horribly out of place. It doesn't make the page look ugly or stupid or anything else. But it stands out, and everybody here said that they click on it, and everybody does. Now, 20% of people that download the app, that is the first thing they click on. That is staggering.
Statistics tell us, or surveys tell us, that about 25% of the people in the U.S. only connect to the internet via cellular connection.